枕头的地方，又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。第61节，又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。小朋友可以跟老师去主日学，我们把时间交给牧师。
Children, you can go to Sunday school. We ask Elder Cam to give an introduction of today's speaker, Pastor Lai.
This morning, we're really glad to have Pastor Lai among us this morning. Actually, Pastor Lai actually is serving in the, I believe it's called the Christian Theological Seminary in San Jose area. And actually, his wife actually helped us with a personal evangelical training session yesterday. So they were having here with us for the weekend. So we'd like to welcome them with us this morning. I would give the time over to Pastor Lai.
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends among us.
非常感谢弟兄姊妹给我这个机会来这里跟大家来分享信息。
I appreciate very much that the opportunity to share a message with you today.
刚才这段经文，我想我们再来一起念一次好吗
I'd like to invite you to read this scripture together again.
可不可以 PowerPoint 可以出现一下？有没有？没有。OK， 没有的话，我们拿圣经的话，我们一起来念。
Would you please turn to the Luke chapter 9 so that we can read it together.
57节啊到62节。
Starting from verse 57 through 62.
你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。这段经文虽然只有六节啊，但是一般弟兄姊妹来讲觉得是不太容易了解。
Even though this is a very short six verses, but it's to many brothers and sisters, it's a passage that hard to understand.
我们的主在地上的时候，他跟门徒在一起，常常说一些的话，有时候不太容易理解。
There are times when Jesus, while walking on this earth, he was talking to his disciples. Some of his teaching was indeed hard to understand.
有时候我们会觉得耶稣好像讲的话有点冷酷啊。
So sometimes we feel that his teaching sometimes is too a little bit too cold.
比方说耶稣曾经说过，我来不是叫地上太平，乃是要地上动刀兵。
So one time he said, I come not to bring peace to the earth, but to bring war to this world.
这个我们很难理解。
So this is something hard to understand.
我们认为说主来是要带来和平嘛？
Because commonly we think that he comes to bring us peace.
甚至下面还讲说，他来就是让家里的人彼此有冲突。
More than that, he even said that after that, he said that he's bringing the conflict among members of a family.
这个路加福音第九章一前面的地方，二十三节其实有 提到一句话。
Actually, before, earlier in this chapter, there's a saying here.
那里讲是说，若有人要跟从我，要天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
It says that if you want to follow me, you need to carry your cross and follow me.
刚才我们读这一段呢，不太容易理解。
So the passage we just read it is also hard to understand.
因为这里讲到三个条件或是要求。
Because here he lists three, you can call the requirements.
比方说，这里讲的是说，如果要跟从我的话，要注意人子没有枕头的地方。
For example, he said, if you want to follow me, remember, I don't even have a place to lay my head.
那第二个呢？当一个人说我要回去埋葬我的父亲，但是主耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人吧，你只管去传神的道。
And then there was another man saying, I will go back and bury my father first, but Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead, but you have to go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
我想我们通常传福音的时候不会讲这段经文了。
I think probably when we are evangelizing people, we probably won't bring up this passage.
因为我们怕讲了以后怕把人吓跑了。
Because we're probably afraid to scare people off if we bring this up.
不过我们仔细想想，我们信耶稣不是就是要跟从耶稣吗？
But let's think about this. When we say we believe in Jesus, are we not saying that we are following him?
有时候啊，有些教会他在洗礼的时候，他会唱特别一首诗歌。
So some churches would sing a special hymn during the baptism.
这首诗歌呢，大概是这样子说：我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
So the hymn goes something like this: I have decided to follow Jesus.
然后重复很多次。
So it repeat that verse a couple times.
然后后面又讲说十字架在前面。
And then it will say that the cross is before me.
世界在我的背后。
And the world is behind me.
所以我要跟随耶稣。
So I will follow Jesus.
耶稣在前面走。
Jesus walked before us.
而且后面讲说永不回头。
And then it says, there's no turning back.
不再回头。
There's no turning back.
所以信耶稣其实就是要跟从耶稣。
So believing in Jesus is to follow Jesus.
大家知道这个耶稣都在地上的时候要训练门徒。
So you know that when Jesus is on the earth, he was training his disciples.
这个门徒这个字的意思就是一个学习的人。
And the word disciple means a person who learns after a master.
我们说一个信主了，他就成为一个基督徒了。
So when we say someone believes in Jesus, he became a Christian.
当我们被称为基督徒之前，是被称为门徒的。
Actually, before we were called Christians, we were called his follower disciples.
因为在使徒行传那里就十一章就讲得很清楚。
Because in chapter 11 in Acts, which is very clear.
那里讲是说，门徒被称为基督徒是在安提阿。
So those disciples or followers were called Christians is started in the church of Antioch.
所以我们可以说，一个基督徒其实他就是一个主的门徒。
So a Christian is a disciple.
门徒的什么意思？门徒是一个。跟随老师学习的人。
So what does a disciple means? He is a student that learns from his teacher.
主耶稣就是老师。
And Jesus is the teacher.
在圣经里面常常 我们翻译做夫子。
In Bible, you often see that Chinese translations say teacher.
夫子就是老师了。
Which means teacher.
那跟老师学什么呢？
So what do you learn from your teacher?
在当时要跟老师学的不但是他的想法，他的道理。
So back then, learning from your teacher is not only to learn what he knows.
而且他是学习，向这个老师学习他怎么样做人。
But learn how to act, how to behave.
这边讲到跟随耶稣。
So here when it talks about following Jesus.
跟随耶稣，为什么在这个地方提到跟随耶稣呢？
Why do they talk about following Jesus here?
因为从第九章里面已经开始，耶稣要面向耶路撒冷。
Because starting from chapter 9, he is marching toward Jerusalem.
特别是在第五十一节的地方有特别提到。
Especially if you go to verse 51, it says that.
那里讲的说耶稣定义向耶路撒冷去。
So it says that Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
他定义向耶路撒冷去。
He resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那里其实讲到耶稣就准备到耶路撒冷去受死了。
He's talking about Jesus has decided to receive that death in Jerusalem.
到耶路撒冷这一条的旅程不是一个简单的旅程。
So this journey is not the easy journey.
有很多门徒要跟着他。
There are many disciples were following him.
到耶路撒冷不像我们现在到圣地耶路撒冷是去观光。
It's not like today if we go to Jerusalem for sightseeing.
耶稣到耶路撒冷是要去受难去受死。
He was going there for the sacrifice.
这些门徒跟着他的时候他们了不了解这一点呢？
Did those disciples know about this specific point?
很多是不知道的。
Many of them probably didn't know.
所以在这一段里面记载了三个事实。
So in this passage, it lists three facts.
有三个人。
There's three persons.
一个人，这一讲的说他们走路的时候有一个人跟耶稣说你无论往哪里去我要跟从你。
So the first one, while they are walking along the road, said that I will follow you wherever you go.
这个人很不错啊，他要跟随跟从耶稣啊。
This is a nice man that he is willing to follow Jesus.
而且他说无论到哪里去他都要跟从。
And he even said that wherever you go, I will follow.
这个是愿意做门徒的。
This is someone is willing to be a disciple.
你如果看马太福音的话，这个人其实是一个文士。
If you read book of Matthew, this person is actually a scribe.
这个文士呢，在当时是研究圣经的。
Scribe back then is someone who studied the scripture.
他现在居然要去跟随耶稣。
And he is even willing to follow Jesus.
他认为自己学的不够了。
Because he knows that he is not sufficient in his knowledge.
他认为耶稣有特别的地方，他要学习。
So he thinks that Jesus has something special that he needs to learn from him.
但是你看看耶稣怎么回答他的。
But then see how Jesus replied.
耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Jesus replied then, foxes have dens and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
没有枕头的地方是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean to say that there's no place to lay his head?
没有睡觉的地方。
Well, no place to sleep.
有人说这个是讲到说，如果跟从耶稣的话呢，你就会不会有房子，会穷困。
Some people say that if you follow Jesus, then you will be poor.
是不是这个意思呢？
Does that mean that?
当然没有住的地方当然是算是一个穷困的了。
Well, you can say that, if you don't have a place to sleep, yeah, you can, that probably means poor too.
所以有人如果看到这节的话说那 我准备买房子我不要信耶稣。
So if someone said, oh, I'm about to buy a house, so maybe I should not follow Jesus.
其实这句话的意思呢 还有个更深一层的意思。
But actually, this passage, this verse has something or deeper meaning.
因为在上面有提到，当耶稣要向耶路撒冷走的时候呢，他要经过撒玛利亚人的村庄，撒玛利亚人不接待他。
So, actually, before this passage, it talks about when Jesus walked through Samaria, people there, Samaritans rejected him.
撒玛利亚人不接待他。
So Samaritans doesn't want to receive him.
就是拒绝他。
That is to say they rejected him.
所以他没有办法在那里暂时歇息在那里。
So he couldn't lay his head or find a resting place there.
所以这个意思其实是讲的说，当跟随耶稣的时候，我们跟随的人会遭遇到拒绝的。
So it actually talking about when we follow Jesus, we will also be rejected.
到一个地步没有栖身的地方。
To a point that sometimes we cannot find a place to lay our head.
这是一个可怜的情况。
This is very such a pitiful situation.
如果讲严重一点，就是一个逼迫。
In a more serious term, we can say this is a kind of persecution.
不过耶稣讲，如果人逼迫我的话，也要逼迫你们。
Jesus once said that if people persecute me, they will also persecute you.
保罗也说过，如果要进前度日的话，都难免会受逼迫的。
Paul also said that if you want to live a godly life, you will be persecuted.
这个是被人拒绝，感觉不是很好的。
So the feeling of being rejected is not something easy to accept.
所以主耶稣在这个时候是提醒这个人，你要跟从我吗？你要知道你会被拒绝的。
So Jesus is reminding this person, if you want to follow me, you will be rejected.
当然，耶稣在地上传福音的时候是有地方住。
Truly, when Jesus was preaching on the earth, he had a place to sleep.
通常会有人去帮助他。
Normally, there will be people helping receive him.
但是整个来讲，这个世界是拒绝他的。
But overall, the world was rejecting him.
所以这个意义在于，当我们成为一个门徒，成为主的门徒以后，我们会遭受到他人的拒绝。
But so the point is that when we become disciples of our Lord, we will be rejected by this world.
虽然我们会被弟兄姊妹所接纳。
Even though we are welcomed by our brothers and sisters.
但是我们在我们现在生活的环境里面，我们会被很多人拒绝。
But in our real life, in our daily life, we may be rejected.
很多人要信耶稣的时候会受到别人的攻击。
So many people were attacked when they are about to accept Christ.
世界很多地方是一个信仰自由的地方。
Truly, there are many places has the freedom of a religion.
但是很多地方是信仰不那么自由的。
But there are also places they don't have such freedom.
我想我们都知道哪些地方是没有信仰自由的地方。
And we know where are those places.
在现在中东很多地方是反对基督教的。
There are many places in Middle East. They are against Christianity.
很多回教徒他们没有办法信，他们惧怕信，因为信了以后就会受到逼迫。
There are many Muslims. They were afraid of becoming a Christian because they know they will be persecuted.
而且可能有生命的危险。
They probably would endanger their own life.
甚至在信仰自由的地方也有不自由的。
Even in the more free region, they probably lack of freedom too.
比方说个人来讲的话，家庭可能会反对。
For instance, it could be the persecution could come from your family.
我就听过我们神学院的前任的代院长陈道明牧师，他说过他的见证。
So I heard about the testimony from previous acting president of our school.
他说他是在一个佛教的家庭长大的。
He said he was brought up in a Buddhist family.
而且他的父亲是庙祝。
这是一个庙的一个住持。
And his father is the leader in a temple, a Buddhist temple.
当他信了耶稣的时候，他不敢跟他父亲讲。
So when he became a Christian, he dared not to tell his father.
因为他父亲说，你如果信这些洋教的话，我把你的腿打断。
Because his father said, I'm going to break your leg off if you become if you follow the Western religion.
结果他就逃出来了。
So he escaped from the home.
我想我们中国人家庭有很多是有这样子的情形的。
I think there are probably many cases in Chinese society.
特别是一个比较传统的家庭。
And especially in a more traditional family.
但是遇到这样的情形，想要信耶稣的人，他应该怎么样去思想呢？
So how should a person think about this in such a family?
我想耶稣在这里 是说你要注意前面会遭遇到的困难。
So Jesus is reminding us that there will be troubles ahead.
你要付代价。
There will be cost to pay.
跟从我要付代价的。
There is a cost to pay to follow me.
所以说要能够忍受所遭遇到的这些的挫折。
So you need to be able to persevere in these troubles.
要忍受别人对你的拒绝。
You need to be able to accept the rejection from others.
甚至逼迫。
And even persecutions.
在加州这个通过同性婚姻法案的这段时间。
So during the time when the California passed a law for
same-sex marriage. 很多政府的这些的职员呢。他们就向他们的老板提出，或是转单位，或是辞职。
There are many government employee has to request for transfer or have to resign from their post.
为什么？因为这些的人他们不愿意为这些同性恋者来证婚。
Because they don't want to officiate for these same-sex marriage.
也不愿意为这些的人。写这个婚姻证书。
They don't want to give out the marriage license for them.
因为这样的做法是违反他们的信仰。
Because this is against their own religion.
这个好像看到不是别人特别的逼迫他们。
It doesn't look like anyone is persecuting them specifically.
但是为了要活出基督的信仰，为了要跟随耶稣，跟从耶稣的话，他们认为要这样子做。
But in order to live out their faith and following Christ, they think they have the obligation, they need to do this.
这个是他们愿意跟从耶稣的代价。
That's the cost they have to follow Jesus.
我们信主的时候可能都会思想到我这个信仰会不会影响到以后我的发展。
So often would ponder whether our faith will hinder our progress in our career.
很多还没有接受这个信仰的人，他会思想说，我这样子信了以后会有什么样不好的影响。
So there are the people will think about if I accept this faith, would there have any negative impacts to my life?
比方说我信了以后，在某些地方我的职位会受到影响。
For example, maybe my career ladder will be limited because of my faith.
有些会想到说，如果这样子做的话呢，有些做生意的方式会不一样，我就损失了一些金钱。
Or sometimes become a Christian, you cannot do certain business practice you cannot do, maybe financially you will be negatively impacted.
其实这个都是要跟随耶稣。要可能付上的代价。
So these are all the things you may have to pay, the cost you have to pay for following Jesus.
就像这里所讲的，人子没有枕头的地方。
Just like it says here, the Jesus has no place to lay his head.
你会遭遇到这些问题。
You will face or encounter this type of problem.
所以跟随耶稣的人都要思想，愿不愿意付上这个代价。
So for those who are willing to follow Jesus has to think about whether you are willing to pay the cost.
所以我们的信仰不是
信了以后，什么这个看到的好处都掉在我们身上。
So our faith doesn't guarantee that all the benefits worldly rich will fall upon us.
因为我们在这个世上生活的时候，虽然有这些的东西，但是真正更重要的是主耶稣给我们的生命。
So even though we may have these worldly riches, but the more importantly is the life in Jesus Christ.
而真实来讲，当我们信主的时候，这些东西跟我们所得到的属灵上的丰富来比，它的价值是非常低的。
Compared to the things, the riches in spirit, those worldly gain is really low in our evaluation.
所以我们跟从主实在要仔细思想，我到底要得什么。
So when we follow Jesus, we need to think about what things we are pursuing.
而且我们要思想我们会失去什么。
And we have to think about what we might lose during the process.
然后在做这个比较的时候，我们要能够确定我们所得到的的确是远远超过我们所失去的。
And we need to be certain that what we receive is indeed far greater, better than what we lost.
所以要思想我们跟从主要付的代价。
So we need to think about the cost for following Jesus.
第二个人，这是一个特别的。
And this is the second person is rather special.
因为这里讲这个人是耶稣跟他讲的，说你来跟从我。
Because this is a person that called by Jesus. He said, Jesus said to him, "Follow me."
如果你看马太福音，这个是一个门徒了。
And Matthew, if you read Matthew, it's actually a disciple here.
他已经是门徒了。
He is a disciple already.
啊，不知道怎么回事，他们要往耶路撒冷去的时候，这个门徒落后了。
Don't know why he was kind of lag behind on the way to Jerusalem.
所以耶稣说来跟从我。
So Jesus said to him, follow me.
这个人呢他就有个回应了。
So he replied to Jesus.
他说让我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
So he said, first let me go and bury my father.
所以他讲到一个等一下让我先做一件事情我再来跟从。
So he's essentially saying, I have things I have to do first, and then after that, I will follow you.
他去埋葬父亲，这个父亲是不是过世了呢？
Is his father passed away?
其实不是。
Actually, no.
因为一个父亲过世的话，他会在家居丧的，他不能够出来的。
So if his father passed away, he cannot really come out. He needs to stay with the dead.
对犹太人来讲的话，如果家里有死人的话，他出来是不洁净的。
Because if you have someone passed away in your family, you are considered unclean in Jewish society.
所以这个很可能他父亲在生病。
So it's very possible that his father is ill.
可能是个慢性病，可能是一个比较严重的病。
Probably a chronic disease or something more serious.
很可能很快就过世，也不一定。
It's possible that he may pass away soon too.
不管怎么样，他说等一下了。
No matter what his reply is to, let me just wait for a little bit.
他要尽到这个做儿子的责任，然后再来跟随。
He need to fulfill the responsibility of a son.
在犹太的习俗里面，这个为自己的父亲亲人埋葬是很重要的一件事情。
And to Jewish tradition, it is quite important for the son to bury the father.
甚至在这段时间呢，他们不需要到圣殿去献祭了。
Even they don't have to fulfill their regular religious responsibility going to temple, for example, during this time.
比方说这个一些的这个献祭的礼仪他都不需要遵守了。
So he doesn't have to follow the regular religious rituals.
甚至要规定的割礼给孩子割礼这个时候都可以暂时延缓。
So even the circumcision for the kids can be delayed.
当然主耶稣在这里不是说不要去尽孝道的。
So obviously Jesus is not saying you should not honor your parents.
而是说虽然有这样子重要的事情，但是跟随耶稣来比的话，那个是次等。
So he's actually saying, even though these are very important things, but compared to following Jesus, that is secondary.
不让这些事情成为跟随耶稣的一个拦阻。
Do not let these kind of things become a hindrance to our following to Jesus.
也不让任何事情能够拖延跟随耶稣的时机。
And don't let these things delay the opportunity of following him.
耶稣他这里还讲一句话。
So Jesus then said one more thing.
他说任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
He said, let the dead bury their own dead.
听起来好像很冷酷。
Sounds pretty cold.
其实耶稣的意思是说，对那些没有这样子属灵看见的人，让他们去做这样的事情。
He was saying that for those people without the spiritual insight, let those people do such things.
让他们去做埋葬的事情。
Let them to do the things of burying.
你赶快来跟从我，不要再拖延了。
So you come follow me now without delay.
因为在那里等到什么时候才去跟从耶稣呢？
Because keep on waiting when will be the time to follow them.
他说你只管去传神国的道。
So he said, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
什么事情很重要的？
What is an important thing?
是人得救。
That is the soul to be saved.
是要神国的道理传开来。
Is for the message of kingdom of God to be proclaimed.
这个时是非常紧急的事情。
These are the urgent tasks.
所以主耶稣说，庄稼熟了。
So Jesus said, "The time for harvest this year."
要求神差遣收庄稼的人去收他的庄稼。
So we should ask God to send the worker to harvest the field.
Worker 很好。
Worker, that's a good translation.
我服侍神学院就是基督工人神学院。
So the school I serve is the worker of Jesus. Jesus Christ.
虽然英文名字叫做 Christian Witness.
Even though the English name for that is Jesus Witness Seminar.
Christian Witness. 但是真正的中文是基督工人神学院，是基督的工人。
But literal Chinese translation means the worker for Christ.
是为基督工作的。
Is someone who works for Christ.
是收庄稼的工人。
Are those people who harvest.
所以现在就是要传神的福音了。
So this is the time to proclaim the kingdom of God.
我们信主以后，是不是也有这种单言的可能呢？
Whether do we have this mentality of proclamation when we become a Christian?
当然，我们都有人生的责任，我们有自己的个人的愿望。
Obviously, we all have our different responsibilities and our dreams of our life.
往往有时候这些东西被放在跟从耶稣前面。
There are many times we put these things between us and Christ.
跟从耶稣变成不是一个最优先，而是次等的。
So following Jesus becomes secondary instead of the priority.
跟从耶稣是什么意思？
What does it mean to follow Jesus?
在当时是跟随耶稣走一条路到耶路撒冷去。
At that specific context, they are following Jesus to Jerusalem.
但在沿途当中有很多的学习教导。
There were many lessons they need to learn along the way.
对当时的人。
To those people at the time.
属灵意义来讲，就是说刚才有提到做门徒了。
Spiritually, it talks about how we can be a disciples.
做门徒就是说跟从耶稣的教导。
Disciples are the ones who.Follow his teaching.
要遵守主的道。
To follow his teaching.
在约翰福音八章三十一节有一句话。
So in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31, there's a passage there.
那里讲的说，你们若遵守我的道。
It says that if you hold to my teaching,
你们就真是我的门徒了。
You are really my disciples.
所以要做主的真门徒，很重要就是要遵行主的道。
To be a real disciple, one thing is important, that is to hold to his teaching.
要遵守主的道之前，要先有主的道。
Before you can hold to his teaching, you need to have his teaching.
所以我们为什么每个主日或是星期五、星期六团契的时候，我们都在学习读圣经，了解主的话。
That is why every Sunday and Friday we learn the Word of God.
其实这个就是在做主的门徒了。
That is actually that is what how we follow Jesus.
当然，我可能很多弟兄姊妹跟我一样，觉得这个还是不够的。
Probably many of you just like me feel that this is not sufficient.
我们还有更多时间自己在主的话语上面有领受有长进。
So we need to have individual time grow spiritually.
了解主的道然后去遵行。
To know his teaching and then follow thoroughly.
这个事情既然是那么重要的话呢我们就不应该去单言它了。
So if this is so important, we should not delay such an act.
我们不会因为我现在有事业的目标而把跟从耶稣做主门徒放在一边。
We cannot just let the goal of our career delay our following Jesus.
我们不会因为我现在公司还有一个很重要的计划要去完成所以把跟从耶稣的事情先放在一边慢一点做。
So we cannot delay our following Jesus because we have priority in the, at work.
也许我们当中年轻人他有一个学习的目标要进什么样的学院要得什么样的学位以至于把这个跟从耶稣放在一边。
I know that some of you, maybe students, have a goal that you want to get into certain program, certain school, and then you delayed and put aside the task of following Jesus.
学会计的可能他在准备考一个会计师的执照啊，这个事情重要，我把跟从耶稣先放在，先玩两三个月再说吧。
So if you study business, you may be in the process of getting accountant, CPA license, and so you decide to delay your following for a couple of months.
有的认为，哎呀，我现在这个孩子正在读书啊。等他毕业了，上了大学了以后，我再来跟从耶稣吧。
So some may say that, my kids are still young. Once they graduate from the university, then I'll follow Jesus.
还有说，哎呀，我现在有好多事情，等我老了，年纪大了，再做主的门徒来跟从他吧。
There may be someone who would say, oh, I'm so busy right now. Maybe when I'm older, I have time, then I'll follow Jesus.
这个都不是跟从耶稣的一个态度。
This is not the right mindset of following Jesus.
不是一个基督徒的态度。
Not the mindset for Christian.
至少不是一个神喜悦的基督徒的态度。
At least this is not pleasing to the Lord.
我也知道有不少人他参加这个特别聚会的时候，蒙神的这个感动，要出来侍奉他。
I also know that people who are called to serve God in many of the special events.
但是他做这样的事情做了好多次。
But then he has repeated that for quite a few times.
每次都很感动。
Every time he was so moved.
但是碰到实际的情形的话，他又没有真正的行动。
But then, when it comes to the decision time, he cannot make the move.
他有很多感动，但是没有行动。
He has a lot of movement. He was moved many times, but he has no movement.
我自己奉献的时候，奉献做传道人的时候，当中有一位就是这样子。
So when I became a full-time minister, there's someone who is like that, just nearby.
结果他真的是跟我也到神学院去了。
He actually went to the seminary with me together.
感谢神，他终于有行动了。
And finally, thank God, he has made that move.
当然我这里讲的是一些愿意全时间侍奉主的人。
Of course, I'm right now talking about those people who serve full time.
但是我们的服事并不是只有全时间服事才是所谓真正的服事。
But we cannot say that only the full-time ministry is the real service.
每一个属主的人他都可以侍奉的。
Every person belongs to the Lord can serve.
每一个属主人他都应该接受装备来侍奉的。
And every Christian needs to be equipped and to serve.
在我们的脸上没有写我是全时间我是半时间的基督徒。
We should not have the things marked on our forehead to say that I'm full-time or I'm part-time.
的确传道人呢全时间传道人呢牧师呢他是花了很多时间特别来做神的工作。
It is true that a full-time minister like pastors,they spend a lot of time serving the Lord.
但是所有的弟兄姊妹都也是应该在你的不管是在你的工作在你的家中你也是一个侍奉神的人。
But all brothers and sisters, you are ought to serve the Lord whether you are at home or in school.
因为每个都是门徒。
Because we are all disciples.
每一个都应该去传神的道。
We all need to proclaim the kingdom of God.
要很有效的传神的道，做主美好的见证，就需要更多的装备。
To be effective, we need to be equipped.
无论在教会里面，或者在自己的家中
，whether it's in church or at home，
或是去一个特别的场所，向神学院来接受装备
，or to receive the equipping in seminary，
这些都是让我们。能够在跟从耶稣这条道路上面，我们能够有更多的从主来的力量跟恩典来做。
So that we can have more strength and grace to minister the world.
所以盼望大家能够持续的装备自己。
So I'm hoping sincerely that we can continue to be equipped.
如果弟兄姊妹对弟兄在神学院的对弟兄神学院有些的想要多一些认识的话可以上这个网站去看。
So if you're interested in the school I serve, you can go up to the website and check it out.
那个网站的网址是 cwts.edu.
cwts.edu. That's the name of the website.
Christian Witness.Theological Seminary.
Christian Witness
Theological
Seminary.
CWTS.org.ed. 好，这里有第三个人。
So there is a third person.
这个人对主耶稣说。
So this person said to Jesus,
我要跟从你。
I'll follow you.
但容我先去辞别我的家里的人。
But first let me go back and say goodbye to my family.
但是主耶稣的回答是什么
？But what did Jesus say?、There?
他说：“手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。”
He said that no one who puts a hand to the plow and look back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
这里讲不配进神的国。
It's unfit for service in the kingdom of God.
当然，有的翻译叫做 service。
There's translation say service, but some say that entering the kingdom of God.
进入神的国
，entering the kingdom of God
啊，这个听起来就很严重了。
This sounds really serious.
不过我们要知道，主耶稣在这里并不是说你不要去辞别家里的人了。
Of course, we need to know that Jesus is not really saying that don't go back to say goodbye.
因为要跟随主，还是跟家人说，哎，我要去跟随耶稣了。
It's good to say goodbye to your family and tell them I'm going to follow Jesus.
耶稣是很爱我们，他不是那么冷酷的。
He is not so cold. Jesus loves us.
因为在聚会里面也有讲这个，以利沙他要跟随以利亚的时候，以利沙说：“让我回去辞别我的家人了。”
So in Old Testament, you also see that prophet Elijah, to say goodbye to their family before he follows the prophet Elijah.
这是很好的。
Which is a really good practice.
但是耶稣给了一个提醒。
But Jesus provides yet another reminder.
这个提醒就是说，跟随耶稣呢，是要一个专心的态度的。
So you need following Jesus, you need to have a mindset of total commitment.
他可能感觉这个人呢有一点犹豫啊。
Maybe he feels that this person is hesitant.
跟随主呢，他这个人说是要了，但是耶稣在这人有一点点犹豫啊。
But indeed, he said, "I want to follow you," but then, he's not quite sure about it.
可能他有些东西他放不下。
There may be things he is not willing to give up yet.
所以耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
So that is why Jesus said that, putting a hand to the plow and looking back is unfit for, the service of Christ.
这是讲一个农夫他在犁田。
This is talking about a farmer who is tilting the field.
农夫犁田的时候，前面有个牲畜的。
So they do that with a animal in front of him.
然后有那个犁呀，犁在是刨在这个地，这个土地下面的。
So you have a tilt or you have a plow that is stick into the ground.
然后呢，这个农夫他手要抓的这个犁，抓得很稳的。
So this farmer needs to hold on to that plow steadily.
然后让这个牲畜或是牛啦或是驴啦往前走。
And drive that animal to go forward.
这样的话呢，这个抓稳了以后，那个刨才会犁的钩是直的。
So the trench can come out straight if you do this.
如果他不注意的话呢，比方说向旁边向后面看的话呢，很可能这个牲畜走的是歪的。
So if you are distracted or looking back, then the animal may walk, they may not walk straight.
还有那个地上可能有一些是石头啊，大石头啊。
Or maybe there are rocks on the way.
这个犁它会碰到会偏的。
And when the plow hits that rock, it will sidetrack that trench.
所以这个农夫要把这个田犁得很好的话，他非常必须非常的专心往前面看。
So in order to do a good job, the farmer needs to really focus on his job.
主耶稣讲这个意思说，跟从他的话呢，就是要能够很专心的跟从他。
So Jesus is saying that to follow him, that we need to be really focused.
这个意思就是说，很多过去的后面的东西要把它放下。
Which is also saying that you need to let go a lot of things in your history.
我们在过去，我们有自己的人生观，有我们的这个生活的形态。
So before we become Christian, we have our way of living and our own world view.
但是我们领受了真道以后，我们有个新的看法。
But once we become once we receive the truth, we have new thinking.
圣灵借着我们所读的经文来告诉我们，让我们明白我们应该有什么样的一个人生观。
So Holy Spirit through the scripture we read will tell us what kind of world view we should have.
那我们就会发现说，哦，原来我们过去的这种思想，我们的生活形态是不正当的，不好的。
So that we can realize the things we think in the past. Or the way we lived our life was not correct.
既然这样的话，我要更改。
Then, if that is the case, then we need to change.
我们的这个灵性要能够更新了，灵命要更新。
So our spiritual lives needs to be renewed.
我们看法要改变。
Our view needs to be changed.
但是我们这个旧人还在身上。
But we still have this old life, old self.
有时候过去这些不正当的或是不正常的我们要去改变的时候往往也会给我们做成一个牵绊。
So in the bad things in our history, sometimes will pull us back.
比方说
For example,
我们一般来讲了我想我们都会对这个物质式的世界啊物质的世界是比较看重的。
So we probably put a lot of emphasis on the material world.
我们用一个比较粗俗的话，就是抓世界了啊。
Use secular terms, we are grasping the hold on to the world.
我们信主以后知道了真理，我们发现这个东西我们要除去，这个思想要改变。
So once we become Christian, we need to give up that the desire to hold on to the world.
但是往往有时候可能我们只是停留在思想，但是没有在我们的心里面。
But often it's probably just stay on in our
mindset.
In our mind, but not in our heart.
这个我们要去对付。
So this is something we need to deal with.
我们要能够真正知道这个世界上的东西对我们的影响。
We need to know all the influences from this world.
昨天我们在我跟一些的弟兄姊妹在谈的时候呢，特别提到一个人。
So I was talking to some brother and sister yesterday, mentioning a certain person.
他是一位经济学家杨小凯。
He's a economist. Mr. Yang.
Yang. Yeah. 他是在华人世界里面算是首屈一指的经济学家。
He's probably the top ranked Chinese economist. Among Chinese,
我想我们当中可能有些知道他。
Many of you probably know this person.
我读了他的一些的见证。
I read some of his testimonies.
他在美国某个学校拿了一个那个经济学的博士。
So he got a PhD from some school in United States.
有不少的这个文章著作。
Published various a lot of articles.
他被接受成为澳洲的。经济学的院士。
So he became
he's a national economic.
He was admitted into a national academy in Australia.
这是相当有成就的一个华人。
This is a very this highly has this a Chinese with a high achievement.
但是他呢，但是他自己就是因为非常的注意怎么样让自己在这个学术界能够得到很高的成就。
But because he spent so much energy and his focus on becoming famous in his career.
他的确得到了很高的成就。
And indeed, he achieved greatly in his own field.
但是他付了很大的代价。
But then he paid a great price for it.
他的确是很拼命的，在他的领域里面来争取最高的机会跟荣耀。
He did indeed put in a lot of efforts and tried to achieve the to gain the greatest honor in his field.
可以说他是抓世界抓得很紧。
You can say that he has pursued the worldly fame greatly.
他自己曾经讲过，当他看到他以前下面的人呢，爬得比他高的时候，他实在是非常的嫉妒。
He said that he was very jealous when he saw someone who was behind him now surpassed him. He became very jealous of them.
他用一句话，他说，他知道这种情形好像这个心里被虫咬了一样。
He said he knows that his heart, it's like his heart is being eaten up by some worms.
但是就是因为他这样子认真努力的这种工作，他付了一个健康的代价了。
So because his such a dedication, his hard working, he paid the.Price of he paid the price with his health.
他得了肺病。
He got lung disease.
实际上是肺癌。
Actually, it's a lung cancer.
他被医生宣告你只有三个月寿命了。
So he was pronounced to have only 3 months of life to live.
这个时候呢，他想。我以前是非常骄傲的人。
So he said, "Well, I was pretty a very prideful person."
现在我是在这个世界的底层了。
And I'm at the bottom of the world now.
他整个的思想要开始改变过来。
So his mind needs to be changed completely.
他发现以前的这些追求没有什么太大的意义。
So he realized that things he pursued in the past has really no meaning now.
基督徒跟他传福音。
So then a Christian talked to him about the gospel.
结果他悔改。
And then he repented.
他醒悟过来。
He realized he was awaked.
然后他想到他以前的那种人生观是多么的错误。
And he realized how wrong he was, how wrong his viewpoint was, worldview was.
他在想说，就是他那种思想，以至于让他现在造成现在这种情况。
He realized it's because that kind of mindset and worldview caused his situation now.
他一直继续追求事业上的成就，但是他说他失去太多东西。
So in pursuing the worldly gain, he lost to many other things.
他说他现在他那个时候信主以后回想起来，他对太太是非常的苛刻的。
So looking back, he realized he was very cruel to his wife in the past.
因为他一直要太太学这个学那个，然后找什么工作。就是为了要满足物质上的欲望。
So he has keep on pushing his wife to learn this, to do that, in order to fulfill the material satisfaction.
但是发觉，其实最重要是人跟人之间的相爱。
But then he realized what's more important is the loving relationship between people.
他说一句话，他说，这个世界上的物质的东西跟人跟人之间的爱比较起来是一文不值。
So he said, all the worldly things is no value comparing to the loving relationship.
如果跟永生比较起来的话，更是一文不值。
It's compared to the eternity that is even has less value.
神又给他又多几年的生命。
So God has given him some extra years.
他在自己里面真的是有了很多的回想，很多的反省。
So he had time to reflect upon his life a little more.
他特别提到说，这个世界上的东西呢，就物质上的世界呢，其实是相当的危险。
So he said, it is the worldly things or material things are very dangerous.
因为人类如果是一直追求物质的话，这些追求物质的那种心态，正是要把人类毁灭的。
Because the mindset of pursuing this material things will cause the human to be destructed.
追求物质是一个毁灭的力量。
The heart of pursuing material things is a force to destruct people.
所以这个世界的东西让我们会吸引我们去抓它。
The worldly things, they are very attractive.
会让我们在跟从耶稣的时候我们会分心。
Will distract us from following Jesus.
向后看。
Looking back.
以前也许是一个在物质当中很有成就，在这个物质，这个得到物质的这些享受上面是相当的知道怎么去得到的。
Maybe we are very good at gaining gaining or profiting from this material world.
但是现在既然跟从耶稣的话，我们就要知道我们对物质这个世界有一个正确的看法。
Now that once we start following Jesus, we need to have the right correct view toward this world.
我们知道这个世界的诱惑是怎么回事。
We need to know the attraction of this world, how it influences us.
不要再度迷失在这个物质的世界里面。
Do not be lost in this material world.
所以当我们在规划我们人生的时候，我们要非常的警醒。
So we need to be really aware of this while we are planning ahead for our life.
我们在规划我们人生的时候，有没有把我们的主放在当中。
So while we are planning for our future, have we thought about where the Lord is in that plan.
我们既然得了永生的好处，我们在思想我们这个人生的前面的道路的时候，我们有没有在主面前问主？
Now that we have received the benefit of being a Christian, have we asked the Lord what to do when we are planning for our future?
我们有没有跟主说，主你要我为你做什么？
Have we asked the Lord and say, what should I do for you?
我们既然得了一切的好处，我们有没有跟主说，主我感谢你，但是你告诉我你要我为你做什么？
Since we reap the benefit of being a Christian, have we asked the Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
在我们的生活当中，当然我们追求主的时候，我们跟从主的时候，我们会要付上代价。
Truly in our life, when we follow Jesus, we have to pay a price.
因为参加聚会做灵修，这些都要摆上我们的时间。
Coming to the worship or our daily devotion, they do take time.
但是我们在思想到这些的时候，我们有没有讲是说我们愿意为主摆上这些？
But when we think about this, have we thought about whether these are the things we are willing to do for Christ?
因为我们知道我们时间就那么多嘛。
Because we know we all have a fixed set of time.
如果要更多时间来做门徒的话，我们就必须牺牲我们原来做的一些的事情。
The more time we spend for Christ, then it implies that we need to give up things in the past.
我们会思想，哇，如果我做这个的话，我很多事情可能就不能做了。
We have to think that if I do this, there are a lot of things I want to do I cannot do.
有些嗜好我可能不能做了。
There may be hobbies that I need to give up.
或是做的少一点了。
Or maybe I have to do less of it.
但是重要的是我们跟主的关系是怎么样。
But the important thing is what's the relationship we have with Christ.
其实我要说，如果我们把心放在主身上的话，
If we put our mind in the Lord,
你所认为的损失未必是真会损失掉。
The things you think you will lose, you will lose, you may not lose them.
你可能因为生活的更积极而能够时间运用的更加的有效。
You may become more proactive and your time will be used more efficiently.
你还可以做以前你喜欢的这些事情。
You can do the things you used to like.
你的嗜好。
Your hobby.
但是即使要损失一点的话也不为过了。
But even if you have to get rid of some of them, which is no big deal.
喜欢看足球赛的少看一两次。
So you just don't watch less sports or football games.
喜欢钓鱼的少钓一两次。
So if you like fishing, maybe you just do a few more time less.
这些都没关系。
These are the small things.
因为我们真的是有愿意的心来跟从耶稣来做他的门徒。
Because we have the heart of following Jesus.
跟从耶稣所得到的是值得的。
So that is worthwhile to follow Jesus Christ.
是我们很多东西是不能换取的。
It cannot be exchanged with other things.
保罗在加拉太书第二章有一句话。
So in Galatians chapter 2, Paul said this.
他说现在活着的不再是我。
He said that, I no longer live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着是因为信耶稣基督而活。
The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Who loved me and saved, he who loved me and saved himself for me.
所以主耶稣他把他的生命为我们倾倒。
So he gave up his life for us.
让我们也能够为他而活。
So that we can live for him.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
因为你把永生赐给我们。
Because you have given us the eternal life.
这是多么的宝贵。
What a precious gift.
让我们看重你所给我们的。
Let us to treasure this gift.
也让我们能够在我们的这一条信仰的道路当中，我们紧紧的跟从你。
So that we can follow you closely in this spiritual journey.
让我们做好的门徒。
So that we become a good disciple.
虽然这个意味着我们必须付上代价。
Even though it means that we have to pay a price.
意味着我们需要马上的跟从。
It means that we need to follow you immediately.
意味着我们要专心的跟从你。
It implies that we have to follow you with a great focus.
以至于在我们过去的我们的生活形态跟我们的人生观上面，我们需要做些更改。
It means we need to change from our past.
但是我们知道这一切都值得。
But we know that this is worthwhile.
谢谢你。
Thank you to love us.
愿主在每个人、每个弟兄姊妹的身上来继续做奇妙的工作。
May you do the miraculous work in the hearts of brothers and sisters.
让我们更多的来领受你要给我们属灵的丰富。
So we can receive the spiritual abundance from you.
我们这样祷告、感谢、祈求，靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.